When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Free. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Anytime you want to be part of the show, make a comment. You can also like and follow us and make comments on social, Instagram, X, Facebook, at Roger and JP. So today, apparently, big day in Tampa. Monica, if you can lighten us on what's with this big, giant, inflatable IUD. What the hell's going on?
You broke up right there.
That's actually what I said.
I actually have a broken earpiece. Oh.
You heard me say inflatable IUD. You didn't miss any letters in the middle there. That's what it is.
What's that now?
Inflatable contraceptive device in a park. I mean, we always say Tampa always has like three great things going on a weekend. Is this one of them?
Do we really?
Always. You have great stuff going on every single weekend.
We are pretty lucky. I don't know, but I kind of want to. I know it's going to be at Lakes Park downtown, and I feel like I need to make a trip and take some selfies since it's National Selfie Day, too. I mean, this is just
National Selfie Day.
It's right. It's self today. Yes, it is. Make sure you get on that, JP, and more than you
usually
are.
I'm hosting a happy hour today. I'm sure Brett would love nothing more than for me to post a selfie.
Absolutely. With the hashtag National Selfie Day. #selfie, #RogerandJP.
Okay.
But if only your selfie was with a giant 20-foot inflatable IUD, I mean, that would be amazing.
That's the only way to go. And I kind of, this is how wrong I am. I kind of want it to be windy so it sways a little bit. You know what I mean? Not too hard. I don't need to knock it over. But a little bit of sway would be good. I feel like we can take some sort of objects down there and poke it. There's a million things. I love an inflatable almost as much as I love a mascot. Yes, I love all the things you see outside the car lots and anything that's blown up really big, like the big panda. I'm obsessed. In fact, one of the really cool things about my ex was he would make voice. Anytime we saw any of those, he would make little voices of those things for me so that I just love them so much. And now there's an IUD. Like, what even is that? What voice would that have? Oh my God.
So people can go see it? Like, is it there all weekend or something?
I know it's there today until 4 o'clock. I don't know about this. I don't know the IUD schedule tour.
What's the IUD schedule?
I don't know the tour route or the stops and which cities or what, but it's damn ass cool.
Greatest thing ever would be is if the anchors pulled away because it was a big wind and this thing went floating through the air over Tampa.
Yes.
Would be hilarious.
Yes, please.
Have an IUD flying over Tampa.
Well, I tell you what, when you're the person that's involved in one of those big balloons, that is not a fun experience.
Not what you want, but funny for coverage and hearing people on CNN go, an inflatable IUD is floating over Tampa.
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
Osterberg on the phone. It's blocking out the sun.
Will it affect the weather pattern?
Where's Osterberg?
Oh, what if it's because it's supposed to rain? It's supposed to rain. So if it rains, will it like get soggy? Like what? Does it?
Oh well,
no, it's not going to get.
It just
soggy.
Gets moist.
I love this so much. Which GP, what you're saying is, you know, the person involved. Which that instantly in my head means that there was some guy or girl with an SUV who had this folded up in their back of their car. You know what I mean? Like they had that. How did it get there? You know what I mean? Like
so CMG Tampa doesn't have any inflatables.
No, well, no, I don't.
Yeah, we used to have a 3-story tall inflatable.
Oh, my God.
We used to, when I worked at the country station, there was always inflatables.
It was my job to put that bitch up.
Oh.
It took a minimum of 3 people, 4 or 5, to feel actually good about what was about to happen.
Damn.
It sucked.
Now, and then what?
And then you'd have clients. You have, like, you have the space the size of a ceiling tile to work with as far as having the bottom of it on, and then you're tying it to street signs. I remember doing it at an ATV place that had zero room, and I'm tying it to bumpers. Like this thing could have taken out so much traffic with one wind.
Not to mention power lines.
So, okay. Oh, my God. Then sucked.
That begs the question, what is your plan B? Like, you have to have an idea of, besides, I'm going to chase it down the street. Like, what is your...
Not put it up.
What is the protocol for if it's up and then it falls or something happens and it starts to fly? Like, you have to have...
It's happened. We did it. It fell. It was the guy before me had it at Nassau Coliseum where the Islanders used to play. And in the corner of one of the main roads, we used to always put it up there. And it was so big that we'd have bright light. We'd run a generator to keep it inflated. And we'd also have the generator running bright lights inside it for night events. This way, it looked basically like a giant light bulb. Right, Rob? Yeah, did you say that?
Absolutely.
Right? And
it
just
great.
Said, you had two giant logos, one on each side, WBAB. And it looked great. It looked like $1 million. And it was... Advertising you couldn't really pay for. It was great. However, at that spot, this is spikes in the ground. Like, this is a whole thing, right? And there was a concert going on again before, right before I started working here. And the thing got loose and went over a fence, and there's a thing called Hempstead Turnpike. So it's right 4 lanes of traffic and a center divider, or 6 lanes of traffic and a center divider?
I think it's 2 lanes each way.
And it's literally...
A lot of traffic.
It's like 200 yards from Hofstra. And this thing just took off, went over the fence. Spikes flying, generator flying. You name it. Was a
horrible.
It was a wreck.
I mean, you just have to start laughing. It's out of your hands. Like, there's nothing you can do.
No one is laughing until it's over and nobody's dead.
Right.
Well,
and you
that's
have driven
true.
Outside and gotten that balloon and wrangled it back into the van. I can't even imagine that.
That was stupid. The day
but
they got
out
rid of
your
that.
Hands. It's not like you didn't do anything. Like, it sounds like you neglected something or something that you personally did made that happen. So then you have to laugh because what are you going to do?
It's windy.
Maybe. You couldn't argue the effect of that balloon. Mm-hmm. And then what happened is when that guy, at the end, they bought another smaller one because that one was getting old. Still worked.
Right.
Still went up, but they got a smaller one. And then he got fired, and the new regime were too lazy to ever deal with that balloon.
Yeah.
They just chucked them both out. Threw them out.
Cool.
Thousands of dollars. Right. And especially since I wasn't doing the gig anymore. And I knew the value of those things, and they were just too lazy. They didn't want anybody. It wasn't safe. They came up with a million excuses not to use it.
So we had one that popped out. The second one was the one that popped out of the roof, right? It was
That was the second one, but there was a third. So there was a second big one. The other one was like in a roof carrier moniker, and you would just, like a power cord that went into the cigarette lighter of the van would just blow it up.
Oh.
But that was just on top of a van. Right? The ones I'm trying to tell you about are like big, giant spike into the ground.
Those are the best. Those are the old, just so you know.
They're the best if you don't have to be the one putting them up.
That's right.
You're right. But I feel like it would be worth it after it's all like just, it's pain in the butt and it's work or whatever, but the end result is so cool.
Well, when you go get your selfie with the inflatable IUD at Likes Park, then once you do that, then you should thank the people who were there and be like, I know what it takes.
Yes.
And I'm really happy that you guys did this. Yeah. And I know you're worried about it blowing away in the coming rains and storms. So thank you. I can get myself. Like, thank them because, they're going to have stories like this, like JP's talking about. They probably tell stories like this.
I'm sure they have their own personal
the runaway IUD.
Like, get out of the way, veteran. I got to thank this person for inflating this giant IUD.
Right.
I appreciate your help, sir. Thank you so much. I will say this. Because of my love of inflatable stuff. What?
Yeah.
I got as a gift one time, I think it was my birthday, they used to have NFL chairs. So it was like, and I thought of it because you said of how the gas, plug it in the lighter thingy and it blows it up. It was like this thing you plugged into the wall and you attached it to the chair and it inflated in less than a minute.
That's great.
And it had bills on the back and it was honestly the size of a regular chair that you'd put in your living room.
Right.
It was huge. I sat on that thing and watched all the games. That was pretty cool.
That's nice.
I missed
it. I just went on the Google under images and put in inflatable IUD Tampa.
Yeah.
I would have thought that was a bicycle pump.
I know.
What?
I would have thought that was an inflatable bicycle pump. 99% of the people that walk past that thing are going to have no idea what it is.
Boaters are going to think it's a cleat. right. the side of the boat. You wrap the rope around.
Something.
That's an IUD. Women will know that's an IUD, right? People who use birth control, which, by the way, is the reason it's here. Remind women how important it is, or remind people how important it is for women to have access to birth control.
Sure. Right.
Yes, it
you
is.
You sure it's not the thing that after you pop the cork out of the wine bottle, that's what you use to put in for your leftover wine? Are you sure?
I don't even know that's a thing. I don't even know what that looks like.
You've never had leftover wine. That's why.
Drink wine. Yeah, I don't. But this
it's thing, not a muscly guy with a very small head trying to flex his muscles
his arms out.
While standing out there, outstretched.
Excellent imagination, Brett.
Right?
To me, it looks like it could be some sort of double-ended, double situation that people might use it for. That's what it's looking like to me.
Oh, there you go.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see. There's another imaginative guess at what that really is.
Which is why I need a picture with it so bad.
My only question is, the person who folds up that balloon and puts it in their car, are they the same person who other times of the year drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? Because those two jobs together would be amazing.
Yeah, right. Those two people have never been seen in the same place together.
Can you imagine? No. Yeah.
So proud of my son. What does he do? Well, warm times of the year up here in Minnesota, he drives the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
And then he goes to Florida.
Warm times of the year. He goes to Florida and he has a foldable IUD balloon that he floats for Americans for contraception. That's what he does.
Only thing better than that is his resume. He's writing it down.
Right.
What does he have to list on there?
unique people who do
Skilled
these jobs.
Skilled at the art of inflatable IUDs.
The guy that was responsible for the giant balloons for our other station, he's still doing the same type of gig. Now it's for the local newspaper, and he goes out and he sets up these events. I'm like, I would rather set my feet on fire than to get back doing that stuff again.
Oh, wow, so was it that
30
bad?
30 years of events?
Come on.
I did it for years. I did that job for 5 years, which I think is longer than you're supposed to do that job, especially when your boss is a cool. It's not like working for Olivero. It was not like working for Olivero. It was a whole different ballgame.
Okay, then that sucks because Mike Olivero was one of the best bosses.
Exactly. My guy was a little bit pricky. He would go outside. There's no scissors in the van. How are you supposed to cut roll banner if there's no scissors in the van? Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, it's Tuesday. Relax. Gotcha. We'll get it. Everything got taken care of over the weekend. There'll be scissors and tape. He was holding, he would go out and do surprise inspections on supplies in the vans, and the vans had to have roll banner, you had to have tape, right. You had to have scissors, you had to have pens, you had to have an entry box. I still remember all this. You see how much it's burned into my skull. And if it wasn't in there, he'd come back and he'd be all pissed off and douchey and, whatever.
I feel like he learned that from movies about new Marine recruits where they would surprise inspect the barracks. And I feel like that's what he used to do to our van drivers and stuff, surprise inspect everything that was going on. And that's where he learned it.
That was the guy that made
it's
me
crazy.
That was the guy that made me fly back early from when Roger and I were in L.A.
That's right.
He made me fly back early to put up that balloon at a Jimmy Buffett concert at the Nassau Coliseum. I had to fly back from L.A. one day sooner or 2 days sooner.
Something
and we had the opportunity to go do something cool. And I couldn't do it. You got to put up the balloon. I need you. I need you. No, you don't.
I don't picture you with literally any authority, but I certainly don't see you with authority that are just wrong and jackassy. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Well, you're working for a guy. That's what you got to do, right?
But I don't. She's right. I don't do well with
boss.
It.
Right.
I don't do
but
well with
you
it.
Worked I've been for the 5 years.
For the majority, I've been lucky in that department. Yeah. We've been pretty lucky in that department for the majority of it, but there's been one or two.
Kim Guthrie.
Brennan now, number three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like you really got along with Kim Guthrie. I feel like
very
well. Oh, yeah.
I was just texting with her today.
Yep. Yeah, no, she's the best.
So how
person.
Do you know then? What is your, you have so many, what? How do you know if you're going to like the boss or if you're going to be like the boss?
You don't.
I'm saying, so then something has to happen and you're like, okay, that's.
You either connect and they get me, like I'll either connect and they get me and they get who I am and they get how I operate, or it gets confrontational and bumpy.
Do you ever get how they are? Like, what you know what I mean? Like, then you both get how each other.
Yeah, I'm not great at that. I'm not great at that. Because I'll tell you what, I instantly go by how I'm treated and spoken to.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Understood. You know, we all do, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And when it, and when it goes the wrong way, mm-hmm.
That to me, JP, and I don't mean this in any way, shape, or form as a put down or anything. I don't mean this negatively, but that speaks to
I love
me.
That she does that all the time.
I'm just
this is going to sound awful. And I don't really mean it.
Be fair, so do you.
What?
You say it to her all the time.
Don't
take this the wrong way, but, or I don't mean this in a negative way, but.
It's like just you guys so you know that
qualify
it's,
things.
It's not to start anything, or I don't want you to take it in a different intention than it was meant. But it's spoken like a person who's not had a lot of bosses in their life. I've had so many bosses that I've had to suck it up and deal with a load of crap. Just so
you've had 187 jobs.
Still have my job and get money. Yeah, yeah. Which is fine if you have it. That's awesome. A lot of people, you know, don't or whatever. Yeah. I just know I have had a million.
I'm still in the same place I started my career at.
Yeah, that's not only is that unusual, that's unusual in radio. So
it's only been the programmers and GMs that have, come through the building. It hasn't been that many of them. And the ones that have, for the most part, pretty lucky. I don't tend to do well with the management that come out of Atlanta, out of the corporate people. I don't do well there at all.
Well, I mean,
and the people here tend to have to protect me from them.
Well, you're lucky that you have that because not everybody has that either. But also, I hope that you don't go in it like, okay, this person's a corporate, and then have that automatic stereotype in your head. Like,
nope.
Each person is different.
It all goes to how I'm treated. Yeah. If I'm treated well and I feel like there's respect, then there will be mutual respect. If I feel disrespected, lied to, any of that stuff.
I mean, they're management. That's their job. Like, you're always going to be lied to. Disrespect
and lied to.
Doesn't have to be. I don't know about disrespect, but you're going to be lied to for sure.
I have plenty of managers who, that I didn't feel went that route. I'm not saying it never happened. If it did happen, they were better at hiding it because I didn't find out that it happened. Mm. And I'm not trying to come off like some tough guy or anything like that. It's just how I handle really any situation, whether it's a boss or, a client or anything. If we connect, we're cool. Awesome. And if we don't, then we probably shouldn't kind of do business together.
Mm. But then when they're the boss, that's a problem because they're here. That's
We haven't really had it here. Mm-hmm. We had that one guy, Austin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we ended up winning.
He's the one, right. Nice. He's the one guy I feel like talked very disrespectfully or like pretty much being an a-hole. But other than that, I don't feel like we've had, you always have rough times with bosses. That's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. It happens.
I haven't had, I don't know if I've had rough time with bosses. I've had rough times with wannabe bosses. Mm-hmm. I've had rough times with, to be honest with you, it's usually the marketing department. It's the track I can hear. Like my first guy, the one that I was talking about with the balloon, mm-hmm. and then the guy we used to call Captain Buzzkill. Mm-hmm. After that, it was those two that were, But I got, been pretty lucky in that department.
Yeah.
And you've said you like John Brennan as far as...
I used to.
Because he's not hands-on. Like, he doesn't, nitpick everything. He's not a micromanager, which I honestly like as well.
That's my favorite thing in the world.
Sometimes it's a little tough to get a hold of him, but other than that, and that's not even that big of a deal because I don't try to get a lot.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but it's the fact that every day he doesn't pull me aside and say, this and that and this and that.
Right, that's the flip side. So I'll take that if I can't get him. I mean, he's got a billion things to do. If I can't get stuff from him right away, I don't have to. Hurry up, come talk to me.
Exactly.
I don't need that. His manager.
You
he's
do
great.
If you need an answer to a problem, a la, we're going to be away. Do you want best of? You got live people.
Right, right.
And you ask them 3 weeks in advance, so you try to get an answer so you're not bombing people at the last minute with best of,
That's all to me
He answered it on the first time this time. So I'll give him that.
That is all for me in the dramatic headline, like the dramatic, what do you call it? The heading or whatever, the reason that you're emailing. Like you put something in there that shows, listen, this is
subject.
Not something. Yeah, the subject. Yeah. It's all about the dramatic subject for me because he tends to respond. He does respond a lot quicker when I put something in there that he has to click on to make sure.
Mm.
Construct the subject, JP. That's my
good. He's dead to me now, so it doesn't matter.
We have to do creative headlines to find out what he wants.
You do. You have to think long and hard about the subject line, and that determines. Because sometimes I send it. I'm like, I should have said this instead. And then he doesn't respond. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. Everybody knows how to deal with their managers. Everybody's individuals. You got to prod some way.
It's called managing up.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, we're Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Dead guy in the envelope, a little over half an hour away. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.